Francoise.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. We're still here. We were here for the hour. We started at 11:05 and go until 1 p.m., just about 1 p.m. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Great to have you with us in the second hour of the show where we shift gears into travel. We want to congratulate our winners, Ralph and Linda, in the first hour of the show. And we have some more prizes to give away in this hour of the show as well. Joining us in the boardroom is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello.
No glitches, knock on wood, huh?
Yeah, we're all set.
Yeah, we're all set.
If it starts happening in the second hour, then we got to make some changes.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. All right. We are streaming live as well. And, of course, we are on AM and FM, 100.9 FM. Yeah, I guess at some point they start kind of phasing out saying FM, AM. They just want you to say FM in the radio business. I don't know.
Yeah.
But since you're on both?
Yeah, you're on both.
You have to promote both. Oh, that's what I'm going to do. All right, the Olympics started. The Eagles won the Super Bowl, but that has nothing to do with travel. We just caught up on all that in the beginning of the first hour of the first show. So now we're going to welcome, not yet, she's not in studio yet, but we do have a new sponsor, part of Traveling with Francoise, and that is Ave Maria Pilgrimage and Nada Priscalo, and I think I'm saying that correct. Probably not, but she will correct me when she comes in. We're going to talk about the adventures that she has, completely different than what ACT Tours does. I love the fact that I can offer different types of adventures for my listeners here. So again, we'll find out all about her tours and what's going on with them and who they are. Ave Maria Pilgrimage, who they are. All right, TV, Traveling with Francoise Television, new episode comes out this week. It is The Back Roads to Las Vegas. We had a lot of fun making it, and you're going to be surprised on what you don't even know is back there. Sean, I think that's a road trip for you.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can climb an extinct crater. You could stop at an old train depot that the gel cell's sitting out in front. you'll understand after you watch the show, you're going to understand what those canals of that crystal blue water is that you see.
Right. I've only been down there once. And actually the one time that I took that route, it was like the middle of the night.
Oh,
and it was like, I don't like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. That might've been a little scary.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it was a long day too. So.
Yeah. It was,
yeah. It was a road trip that just was not good.
Yeah. And the cell phone reception is a little sketchy, and it can be the roads can be closed from inclement weather. But yeah, at night, I don't think that's where I'd be, because actually at dusk and dawn, it's when the animals are out and about, because it still is desert, dry land, winter, not winter. It is dry lands. So a lot of those are nocturnal animals that are really moving around, or they move around early in the morning and late in the day.
It was very late in the evening, early in the morning.
Yeah.
I was in three states, and I was just trying to get to Vegas.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was a little. But anyway, it's a fascinating trip, and it airs this Thursday, Fox 11, noon, and 5:30 a.m. on Friday. Thursdays at noon, Friday at 5, and on DirecTV. All right, gas prices. Since we're talking about a road trip, gas prices, the average price of a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline in Riverside County rose 0.2 cents Friday, up to $3.39, its highest amount since September 6, 2015. Arizona, all our Arizona friends out there, I know you're laughing right now saying their gas prices are pretty low over there. They're 2 something or other.
Really?
Yeah, 2.65. I don't know. They're very low. The average price has risen 22 consecutive days, increasing 21.1 cents, including 0.1 cents on Thursday. They say it is 2.9 cents more than 1 week ago, 22.8 cents higher than 1 month ago, and 53.2 cents greater than 1 year ago. The average price has risen 31.9 cents since the start of the year. What is doing that?
I don't understand how it could fluctuate like that.
I don't know either. We do get some of our oil from Texas and what. I know they've had some storms, but I don't know. Probably because the weather, here's what I'm thinking. The weather's so good in California that everybody's coming here right now to get rid of out of the bitter cold.
Yeah.
So they just raise the prices.
They just bump it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's all. Well, speaking of weather, our La Nina is winding down, and now we're going to have a La Nada, which is between an El Nino and a La Nina.
I think it doesn't matter. They're just making it up as they go.
It's a La Nada, which means, here's what they're saying. Here all the experts are saying. The Climate Prediction Center is saying Lenada is sort of right in the middle. Doesn't really mean a whole lot of anything. It generally favors dry, warm weather across the southern tier of the nation and cooler, wetter weather across the northern tier. But they don't really know because it's right in the middle of everything.
Right. And I'm telling you, I think they just make it up every year.
Yeah. So
I think they're laughing at us. They're just like, okay, we're going to write something even crazier this year. Let's see if they fall for it.
Yeah, we'll just go for Lenada because we have El Nino and La Nina. And remember that everyone before was afraid of how it was going to pour down rain.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Right.
Then it was going to be blistering hot, which happens every year. So this year, don't try to plan your trip around Lenada because they have no idea what's going on out there. Yeah. All right. Adult Customized Tours. Here's some great news. Excited to tell you about this. Adult Customized Tours, they raised $10,000 for the Morongo Basin Humane Society. And they did that by when people booked trips, they would donate so much of that. They had a lot of their clients just donate funds to the Morongo Basin Humane Society. Of course, when Lalo's on, that's a big charity for him. So it's a win-win all the way around. Congratulations to Adult Customized Tours. Lalo loves, and Steve, the Morongo Basin Humane Society. They adopted a couple dogs from there. And so they give back, and they gave back to the amount of $10,000. Isn't that great?
That's awesome.
Yeah. In fact, they were at $9,570-something at the Travel Club of the Desert meeting that happened on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And one of their travelers said, wait a minute, I'm just going to round that off and make it $1,000. And she wrote a check right there.
That's awesome.
Or made it $10,000. I'm sorry, made it $10,000. So that's very, very nice. So congratulations to Adult Customized Tours. All right, we have on this show, we're going to talk about some travel industry news coming up. We do have a family four-pack to the Riverside County Date Festival that happens on the 16th through the 25th. I also have tickets to an evening of music and laughter with the Mills Brothers and Sarge at Sun City on February 26th. So I have some prizes for you to win. That number, when I give those out, will be 760-440-8255. I wasn't on TV, KESQ, this past Saturday. I'll be there next Saturday. I'm kind of torn on what I want to feature there. I'm kind of thinking about the Panama Canal cruise. Just talking a little bit about going on that cruise.
That sounds like fun.
Because it's not a cruise that people get on and off every day. I mean, when you're going through the canal, that's a couple day process. So I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I haven't decided what I'm going to talk about next Saturday, but I'll figure it out before then. I have to get the video over there. So I will be there on Saturday. I don't know. We talked about New Orleans celebrating their 300th year anniversary. I'm not sure. So I'm kind of torn. But anyway, all right. I think on that note, we'll step aside. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Now, remember the Brager Springs Golf Resort and Spa. They are doing phenomenal out there. The weather is perfect. Go out and enjoy some golf. Go to the spa. Go to Arches for dinner. They have events going on all the time out in Brager Springs, only 90 minutes away, and you're worlds apart. And at night, the stars are just spectacular. So book your family outing, your anniversary party, a golf tournament over there at the Borrego Springs Golf Resort and Spa. BorregoSpringsResort.com is their website, and that is on Traveling with Francoise, as well as sport fishing and whale watching with Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching over at Dana Point. They do a great job, family owned and operated. Go to their website, DanaWharf.com. The whales are, you know, the whales kind of migrate too with the warmth of the ocean and what's happening out there. So it's definitely, you never know what you're going to see. And we looked at Catalina Island every day from where I used to live before I lived in the desert. Had an unobstructed view of Catalina Island. And you could see, all of a sudden you'd look out there and you could see the spouting and a couple boats around, and you knew there was whales. And sometimes you would see the whales out there without any boats around. They were sneaking down the coastline at all different odd times of the year. So you just never know what you're going to see out there. All right. This segment is brought to you by the Braille Institute in Rancho Mirage, offering free programs and services for seniors and others living with vision loss due to macular degeneration, glaucoma, and other conditions. Everything is free over there. They have an audio library with with over 100,000 titles. Please use the Braille Institute. Don't be reactive. Be proactive. 760-321-1111 for more information. All right, California led 2017 in hotel sales in the U.S. That is some good news there. The Marriott next to remove plastic straws in U.K. hotels. First, it was plastic bags here. I'm not sure. Is that a national thing? Are plastic bags banned everywhere?
I don't think so. I think because I think that I feel like I see too many people surprised in lines.
Oh, still?
You know, I still feel like I see people come in and they're like, oh, what do you mean? Yeah, I'll take back. You know, we not really know what's going on.
Yeah. And then they say, what? I have to pay 10 cents for that bag? Yeah. I'm getting to the point now where I remember to grab my bag almost every single time.
I don't.
You don't?
I don't know what it is.
No. I kind of like my bag. I'm used to the one bag I use all the time. But the thing is, when you get to the checkout, you have to take all the stuff out only to put it all back in the same bag.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. But so now it is plastic straws, which I didn't realize that plastic straws was even a problem.
I didn't either.
What about?
I understand the bags. I see the bags. I remember seeing the bags. You'd see them all over.
Flying.
Just blown around and all that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I see plastic straws laying everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not really quite sure about the straws. So, but I guess it is a problem. So anyway, the UK. So we'll see Marriott. They're the ones banning them. So that I would think that after a while, that's going to go to all the Marriotts. All right. Annual occupancy levels for hotels that are members of Historic Hotels of America remains approximately 8 percentage points above the national average occupancy level. And they say this is going to go through 2019. Now, if you've never stayed at a Historic Hotel of America, it's interesting because most of them, a lot of them are still wood or brick hotels.
Oh, yeah.
And the rooms definitely can go from one extreme to the other, can go from very large and spacious with a bathroom to very small. And you see that they had to actually fit a bathroom in the hotel room because they didn't have back then. Everybody didn't get their own restroom and bathroom in a hotel room. So Historic Hotels, and they all have a story. I remember the one in Prescott, they have the story of the cowboy that rode in and up the steps, and there was still, I want to say it was one of the famous cowboys, and there's still the hoof marks from him riding his horse in there and up the steps. So they still have that in the wooden steps inside the hotel. Beautiful, the woodwork in some of these, just incredible. So if you have a chance to stay at a Historic Hotel, please do so. Prices, they say, are a little bit higher than your average hotel. So keep that in mind. Of course, they're not as high as a luxury hotel. But they really are. There's a story. Once you start hearing it, and usually there's a kind of little bit of a ghost story that goes along with it.
Those are fun. To an extent, those are fun.
Yeah. I mean, how can you stay in a Historic Hotel and not know things have happened there? I was thinking of the movie Winchester.
I haven't seen it.
All right. It's about the Winchester Mystery House in below San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah. Above Gilroy. It's, I think, about 30 minutes outside of Gilroy going up. I went to the Winchester, did a show on it, did a radio show, not from the Mystery House, but I had them call in. But I took the whole tour of the Mystery House. And it really is odd, whoever built it, with all these little stairways that go to nowhere. I'm sure they go somewhere, but they didn't tell us where.
Or they were on purpose.
Yeah. And then doors that open to nothing and safes that have two or three doors on them. I mean, she was definitely paranoid, the woman that owned Mrs. Because it was a Winchester, the Remington family, the gun family.
Right.
Yeah. That those guns killed a lot of people during the war, Civil War and whatnot. And the ghost supposedly. But I never got the ghostly feeling in there.
No.
Never felt that vibe ever.
I think that people just want, when there's something older, they want that ghost, that kind of ghost story.
There's places when I have felt the ghost story, but not that house. And even though the stories of her in her carriage with the black veil over her face and people not knowing and the carriages then turned automobile, I don't know. I just didn't get that ghost. Not that I want to ruin the movie for you, but the house is fascinating. If you're up there and you have a chance, buy your tickets online if you can. Get them early because they do a phenomenal job there. If you have a chance to visit the Winchester Mystery House, do so because it really is something to see. And the woodwork is incredible. The money that went into that home and the property and whatnot. So, Okay, back to what I was I got sidetracked there. As a winter storm makes its way from the Great Plains to the Great Lakes, airlines, including United Airlines, have canceled hundreds of flights and are offering waivers for rebookings. Now they're getting a lot better about doing this. So they're just offering their waivers before, just letting you know right up front, you're going to get a waiver, we're canceling. So hopefully that'll work out for you. Now, in hopes of easing airport congestion, the Transportation Security Administration is testing a new technology that confirms the identity of passengers through facial recognition at one of the nation's largest airports, and that is LAX, Los Angeles International. On January 30th, the TSA began a three-week test using biometrics on passengers checking in at the Tom Bradley International Terminal, an effort to reduce long security lines. Flyers using one of the two new e-gates, which are electronic gates, will be required to run their passports and boarding passes over a scanner. Once the name is confirmed, a real-time image of the passenger's face will be matched against the image on their electronic passport via a camera that uses facial matching algorithms. Everybody's talking about algorithms. The positive match will open the security gates. If the facial recognition match is negative, an attendant will recheck the boarding document. Now, this could be a problem if you have some old pictures, I would think. I guess it. What if you had work done? Oh. Yeah, your passports, all your pictures are going to have to match, I would think. I don't, what if you had a nose job? I mean, that would change the whole look of a picture that you had previously, so I don't think that would match up. So this is interesting how they're going to deal with all that. But that is the way of the world. You can bet this will be going into effect at airports all across the U.S. and in the next 10 years or so, I think. It's going to be quite a big deal. All right, if you watch the Super Bowl, a star-studded Crocodile Dundee-themed commercial that aired during the Super Bowl marked the launch of Tourism Australia's $27 million U.S. marketing campaign, the largest amount ever spent by Australia on a single overseas tourist market. Yeah, that was kind of funny. I was watching, I went, I didn't even think he was alive. I thought something happened to him, Crocodile Dundee. But he is. He looked good. But the commercial, so now Australia, definitely. They are hitting this market in the U.S. big time to get travelers from here to there. All right. We do have tickets for the Riverside County Date Festival. I have a family four-pack. You can give us a call right now because I don't want to do it during the break for Sean. 760-440-8255. That's 760-440-8255. I will mail these tickets out to you. It's a family four-pack for the Riverside County Date Festival happening February 16th through 25th. The lines are open. Give us a call. All right, a new quick take on travel survey by independent marketing communications agency asked 400 U.S. women about their perceptions on safety when traveling alone. The results reveal that overall women feel uncomfortable or unsafe traveling solo. Nearly two-thirds of female travelers, 65%, research the relative safety of their destination before they go. To gather the information they need, they are most likely to reach out to other people who have traveled to that destination, 31%. Others report they have read reviews on the topic, 28%, consulted guidebooks or blogs, 18%, looked at local crime statistics, 16% of them, or visited message boards or travel communities, 16%. So definitely, ladies, you are looking out for your safety. Smart move. You should always, always be aware of what's going on around you. 3 in 5 women have taken steps to discourage an airplane seatmate from unwelcome interests. The most common tactic, using earbuds or headphones. Yeah, followed by reading, acting like you're sleeping, and explicitly telling the person they aren't interested. 8% have resorted to summoning assistance from a flight attendant. As many as 59% of the women select their airplane seat with personal safety in mind. Oh, there you go. We do have a winner on the phone. And
yes, you do. You have Joby in Indio.
All right. Hey, Joby, how you doing?
Hi, Francois. How you doing?
I am fine. Now, you go to the fair every year.
Yes, we do. Yeah. We do. And I take my nephews with me. Mm-hmm. So that's who I'll be using the four-pack on.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. And what's your favorite fair food?
Oh, man, they took it out. It's not there anymore. It was my barbecue pit, mesquite barbecue.
Ah, Okay.
But sadly, they took it away. It's not. Maybe it'll be this year.
You never know. They keep changing it up. So, all right. Well, enjoy.
Yeah,
thanks so much
still,
for listening.
I like the fried foods. All good.
Yeah, I know. You can't beat fried food. No. All right, Joby. Thanks a lot. Now get those out to the mail
to
you tomorrow.
Also, I want to say kudos. I saw your video on Flying with the Blue Angels.
Oh, yeah.
That was so awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, that was that'll be hard to beat in my life.
I know. Nothing could beat that. All right. Thank you, Francois.
All right. But new episode this next Thursday on Fox at noon. Fox 11 at noon, Traveling with Francois. All right, Joby. Great. Have a good time. Maybe I'll see you out there. All right. And we were talking about women's safety out there. They say, as I said earlier, 59% of women select their airplane seat with personal safety in mind. 35% prefer the aisle, either because it allows for easy escape from an offensive seatmate or so they are more visible to the crew, while 23% like the window seat so they can turn away from the attention. I like the window seat just so I can look out the window. That's it. It's the only reason I love to look out the window.
Me too. I mean, I don't think there's anything to really look at in the plane, but
no.
The window is like the best part.
Yeah. I mean, I'll sit there and just stare and take pictures out the window and look for other airplanes that I think are too close, other jets. Is that something now?
See, I don't do that because I think that would just put me into a panic.
Well, it does kind of put you when you see them that close.
I remember I was landing in San Francisco and there was one coming and it was like, how close are they getting? It was just, it felt like we were getting too close. I'm sure we were plenty far apart, but.
Yeah, don't be so sure. Sometimes you do wonder. When I was going on my last trip to, what was it, New York? Yeah, I looked out the window and there's a jet that's probably, I'm going to say, well, it was probably far enough, but it was close enough to where I could easily see the windows and the name and everything on the jet. I thought, that's a little close. And then all of a sudden they branched off one way and we went the other, but I thought, whew. Boy. But no, that's why I sit by the window. I just want to look out the window and take pictures. And finally, Ritz-Carlton plans to open a 125-suite resort in St. Kitts to 2021. The property will also feature 25 branded residences and villas, several swimming pools, and an upscale spa. So there you go. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we have a lot more. You are listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francois. Great to have you with us today. This segment of the show is brought to you by Angel View Marts throughout the Coachella Valley and beyond. Travelers learn quickly that we don't need a lot of stuff, so donate all your gently used or new items to Angel View Marts or throughout the Coachella Valley, and they help people with life-changing disabilities. You can help them. So go to their website, angelview.org. All right, as promised, joining us in studio, I'm very excited about this, is Nada Pruscolo. Yay! Do I get a star for that one?
Very good.
The founder of Ave Maria Pilgrimage. All right, Nada, let's just start a little bit about, first of all, welcome to Traveling with Francois.
Thank you. Great
to have you here. I was telling people earlier about your tours, your adventures, your pilgrimage, that they are completely different from other tour companies. We're going to talk about that. But first, let's learn a little bit about you. How long have you been traveling?
Well, I've been doing pilgrimages for since 2000, and the way I started, I'm from Croatia originally, and we do have a very big shrine in near Croatia in Herzegovina. It calls Medjugorje, and most of my relatives and my parents and grandparents and cousins are from there, so I was taking a lot of trips over there, and then many times I would stay for about 2 or 3 months. Because I really like the shrine and the people and, of course, my relatives and family. And many of my friends from here would ask me if they can come along sometimes. And I sure, next time I'll go, you can come. So in the first group in 2001, as a matter of fact, was 9/11. I was over there with 9 people. And when they came back to America, they would tell to their friends about what they experienced over there. And would you believe my telephone started to ring and now everybody wants to go.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to myself, wow, is this my calling now?
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I really found out that is my mission to do and my calling. And pretty soon we had people, like 50 people in the groups and going to Medjugorje. And then pretty soon from there, we started to go through Italy, all of the holy shrines, like, mm-hmm. Of course, Vatican. And we would, you know, see the Pope and get his blessing. And then we would go down to Assisi, where St. Francis and St. Clair lived and died, and so we visit that, and then we visit San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio. He's a very big Catholic saint, so we visit his shrine, and his body is incorrupt, so people always like to go and see what he looked like. And then from there we go to Monte Cassino, which is Saint Benedict. It is a big Catholic saint, and his sister, Celestica. So that is a big shrine that we visit, and people really like it.
Well, and it's interesting how this all evolved. You were a traveler yourself before, mm-hmm. but were you traveling to the extent that you're traveling now with the pilgrimage?
No, not at all. I used to travel for fun.
For fun,
vacations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was, I would say, a tourist visitations. But when my mom, in 1990, developed a cancer and she was in point of dying, I was very sad about it. And I used to not go to church for many years, but mm-hmm. during her illness, I started to go back to church and was going almost every day and asking God to heal my mom. She was such a good woman and good mother and good wife and good neighbor and so. And I was very disappointed that she is that ill, and she died in age of 68.
Oh.
But she died, but I found my faith.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back to church, and my life has been changed totally. And I would not really always say I would not trade my life with anybody on this earth. I love my life.
Well, I can see why, because you have so many different aspects going on here. For the travelers, I can feel their focus is the places that you're going and seeing. For those and the pilgrimage, which I looked up pilgrimage to make sure I was understanding, because this is, I'll be frank, I'm always very honest to my listeners. This is a new genre for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a new area
sure.
of travel.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a spa type traveler, but I am a person that likes to travel to places. I love to go to museums. I love mm-hmm. to experience things.
Mm-hmm.
I love to go to missions and churches and cathedrals, but not as your groups are going. So it's all mm-hmm. very interesting, very fascinating to me. And I said, and I looked up what a pilgrimage is, and it says a pilgrimage is a journey or search of moral or spiritual significance. Typically, it is a journey to a shrine or other location of importance to a person's beliefs and faith, although sometimes it can be a metaphorical journey into someone's own beliefs, which I really have such a nice feeling for this.
Thank you.
I mean, it really, it seems, I don't want to say peaceful. I don't even know how to explain it, yes, but I am fascinated by it. And I know a lot of people are. In your trips, you have large groups, and sometimes I'm sure you mm-hmm. try to vary the size mm-hmm. of the groups depending
right.
on where you go.
Right.
So with your pilgrimage, Ave Maria Pilgrimage is the name of the company. And folks, I want to stress, there is not an S at the end of pilgrimage. It's pilgrimage, not pilgrimages. It's just so you know. So when you go online, and there's a link right on Traveling with Francoise, it will take you right over there. How much research did it take you to start deciding where to take the people that wanted to go on a pilgrimage? I'm sure mm-hmm. after you went to Croatia several times, that
right.
was very easy for you.
Right.
Because you knew the area.
Right.
You knew
mm-hmm.
the people there.
Right.
When did you start branching out, and how do you decide where you're going to go on these trips?
Almost immediately, because so many people had asked for it. They asked me, do you take pilgrimages to Fatima and Lourdes?
Mm-hmm.
That is Portugal and France. And Italy and Holy Land. And I say, not yet, but I will. So mm-hmm. I have a friend in Croatia, and he has a travel agency. And he helped me to set up everything. And it started right away in 2001.
And how many trips a year do you go on?
Oh, about 11.
Oh, 11.
11,
oh, you go once a month, almost once a month.
Right, right. But no, I usually go 5 times from America, and one group, when we're finished with one group, they go back to United States, and then I wait on the for the other group to arrive. So I travel about 5 times a year.
All right. And you and I had the chance to just sit down the other day and just chat a little bit. And I want to really stress with everyone that your pilgrimage trips with Ave Maria, they are for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. We have many time Protestant people with us. We even had Muslims a couple of times. And their life really changed. They have not become Catholics or anything, but we are still in contact. And they go on different pilgrimages from Medjugorje to Holy Land to Italy. They want to experience everything.
And you said earlier, I think spirituality changes throughout our lives in different ways. For you, it became more involved in your life with your mother and whatnot. And for people, it's at different stages in their life when maybe they're looking for something else or looking for that spiritual connection that before they might not have even thought was out there, and now they want to find it. They want to see if it's out there. So I do really want to stress, folks, that going with Nada here on her trips, if you don't have any, you don't have to have a set agenda. You don't have to be looking for anything. You can just go and immerse yourself and enjoy. And if it happens, fine. If it doesn't, you're going to see from some phenomenal places. Yeah. So that I did want to get across. Okay. So you have your next trip. What is your trip coming up? We're January. We're February now.
Well, in April, we are going to Holy Land, to Israel. And we are going to stay there for 10 days. And then from there, we are going to Italy, to Italian shrines. So in Holy Land, we'll go to Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, the place where he was born. And then, of course, Jerusalem, where Jesus was crucified and died and rose from the dead. And we'll go in all of the holy shrines.
All the holy shrines. Holy shrines. Now, on your trips, let's talk about your flight. Your round-trip airfare is included,
right.
I noticed. And where do you normally stay? How many nights do you usually stay in one place?
We'll stay in Tiberias for 3 nights. We'll visit Sea of Galilee, where Jesus walked on the water. So we usually stay around that area. And then from there, we'll go to Nazareth. Of Church of Annunciation, where St. Gabriel came to Virgin Mary and announced to her that she's going to be the Mother of God. So there is a big church over there built in her honor. And then we'll stay 5 nights in Jerusalem.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Now, do you have tour guides that are with you? Do you do it all? Do you have
No, I don't.
Local
and I'm
guides?
Not allowed to do it over there, of course, but we have a local tour guide for each country.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And he texts us. He's with us all day, every day for 8 hours.
All right.
Yeah.
And speaks English.
And he speaks perfect English. Uh-huh. And he picks us up from the airport and waits with a private bus and then takes us to the hotel to check in. And then next day we'll start our tours with him.
All right. So it is there is a program, folks, for those of you that really like it. Because when you're going somewhere new, I find it's so much easier and you learn so much more when you're with someone that knows the area, that knows. For yourself, Nada, and with us is Nada Prescalo, that is the founder of Ave Maria Pilgrimage. How long before you were captivated, and I say this because this was all a learning process for you to start going to all these different places.
Right.
When did you all of a sudden feel yourself completely immersed in where you were going and you just wanted to learn more and more about the areas?
You know, almost immediately, wherever I went, I felt at home. Somehow. That was pretty amazing. I used to go to Rome, let's say 30 years ago. And just to have fun, going through nightclubs and shopping, and that was very important to me. And I did this for about 3 times without even thinking to ever go to Vatican, to visit Vatican. It was not important to me.
That's the first place I wanted to go.
Yeah. Right. So now it's totally opposite. Now I just can't wait to go to Vatican and see all these people and pray with them and worship and see the Pope. And it's very exciting. It really is.
All right. Sit tight. Now, we have to take a break. We're going to step aside for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to talk about an event you have going right here at the Embassy Suites in Palm Desert on March 3rd. I want to talk about that healing of the memory. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today we are talking to Nada Prescolo, I'm getting that right, with Ave Maria Pilgrimage. And you go over the world and you go to spiritual places. And it's quite an experience. We were just talking during the break that travel has changed so much now. People are looking for so many different things when they travel. Mm-hmm. It used to be, like you said, shopping and you know, vacation. Hanging out at the spa. Now they want to get something out of it, right. Whether it's an adventure, mm-hmm. excitement, mm-hmm. historical, spiritual. They want to learn something. They want to mm-hmm. feel something when they get mm-hmm. home. They want to say that, wow, this trip, I'll never forget it.
Right.
And you were just saying during the break, Nada, that you had an experience on one of the trips?
Right. So many miracles really happened to so many people. Like Loretta Young, the big movie actress, mm-hmm. she has been to Medjugorje a couple of times. And because her daughter has written many years ago some book about privacy of her mother, and Loretta Young was very upset over that because she is a very private person. So she has not spoken to her like for 20 years, and after the trip to Medjugorje, she came back with so much love for her daughter, mm-hmm. and they became best friends till the rest of her life.
Aww.
Yeah, so she's been there 2 times, and then so many really people was touched in Medjugorje. Like Amir had one lady. She was married to a police officer, and her her son is a police officer as well. And she was using bad language, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was using bad language uh-huh. all the time. And when she came back from the trip, her husband was using that language. She goes, stop it. I cannot handle this language anymore. Stop it. And they mm-hmm. go, what happened to mother? What happened to her? Anyway, short story, they all got converted. They go to church. They stop using that language. Mm-hmm. And they have a beautiful lives now.
Oh, really. Well, that's wonderful. I mean, like I said, everyone is looking for something. And one of these trips might be might satisfy the curiosity or might open up something, mm-hmm. A spirituality that... Mm-hmm. It's been locked inside, but did not come out, didn't have a reason to come out yet.
And a lot of people go there and they get healed from drugs, mm-hmm. a lot of drug addicts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
They stay there for 6 months or a year or so and they get completely healed over there.
These are great mm-hmm. stories here. In fact, Nada and I were talking that when you come back from one of your upcoming trips, we're going to have one of your travelers come and join us and talk about the trip. And for more information, it's AveMariaPilgrimage.com. But it's simply on Traveling with Francois' website. You can find the information there that will link you right to Nada's website and find out about the upcoming trips and your costs. I was looking at the costs, including the airfare. Very, very good prices. And again, your itineraries are fascinating. Now, right here at home, though, you have an event on Saturday, March 3rd. Is the mm-hmm. Healing of the Memory. It's the Ave Maria Conference. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, there are so many people, as you know, have a problem with the memory, especially when we get older. And we have a priest, Catholic priest, who is going to talk about it, how to heal the memory, how to train ourselves every day to strengthen our memory and so on. And then we are having a neurologian also, Yaudi. Dr. Yaudi, he's mm-hmm. going to be speaking about near-death experience. What do the people experience when they died mm-hmm. and come back and so on. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have another lady talk about her testimony, life testimony from being atheist and came back to faith and how her life has changed for her with her husband and children and so on.
All right. And this is the Healing of the Memory. It is Saturday, March 3rd at the Embassy Suites. In Palm Desert, which is right off of Highway 111, is there a charge for this? Yes, $25 per person if they register before.
Right.
Mm-hmm. $30 at the door. So you can come and show up. And children under 12 are $12, it looks like.
Right.
Free parking. And definitely going to be, it's a full day. Starts at 8 a.m.
Right.
Doors open at 8 a.m. And you have a mass celebrated at 3:45. Conference closing after the mass. So how often do you do these local events such as this?
Two times a year. We usually do it in spring and in fall.
Okay. And lunch and shopping, what is that about? What are we shopping for?
Well, we do have our tables with they can buy rosaries, you know, statues,
okay.
books, CDs,
all right.
that goes songs.
Yeah. Wanted to make sure it went along with all this. Now, for more information again about Ave Maria Pilgrimage, please go to the website or you can call at 949-249-2500 to find out more. How far in advance do you open up your trips for scheduling? Do you open up so people can sign on?
Well, some people sign up like a year in advance, some people 6 months, some people 2 months. And if it's available last minute, we still can get them on.
Okay, you can get them on. So you try to get as many people going, and it's all arranged. I think you have a maximum, though. Do you like to max out around 50 people? Do you like to keep it right in there?
Right, 50 people. Usually the buses hold about 52 people,
a
regular bus.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have 30 people, sometimes 40, 45. This time in April, we have 50. Going to Holy Land and to Italy.
Very, very exciting. What is one of your most favorite trips? I know you, as travelers, we love everywhere we go, but which one do you tend to make sure that you have every year that you know your travelers enjoy?
It's definitely Medjugorje.
Mm-hmm.
Medjugorje Herzegovina. Definitely.
Okay.
This is where I see most miracle happening. And people change, hearts change. They became more patient and loving to others. And I get so many letters from how their lives have been changed since the pilgrimage. Definitely Medjugorje. And, of course, Lourdes in France. That's another big shrine that, you know, Virgin Mary appeared. And every one of these visionaries, they have been tested by scientists. For example, they would burn their skin during the apparition.
Mm-hmm.
And they would poke them with needles, and they have absolutely no reaction. And the scientists are always saying this is beyond our knowledge.
Yeah.
This is totally supernatural. And this is what makes me really believe that the visionaries are telling the truth.
I think the majority, and this is just my opinion, I think the majority of people have a belief of some kind. I think some either have no interest or are afraid to let it grow.
Yes.
Maybe that's if I'm saying it. And then others are constantly searching to find out what that belief
why
is.
Do they exist? And so I remember when I was younger, I was always afraid of things, and especially of dying. And and many times I was wondering, why do we exist? What is the purpose to this? And so on, you know. But when I came close to God, everything became totally clear to me. I know where I came from, why do I exist on this earth, and where I'm going, and what is my purpose in life. And I never had this before.
Well, Nana, it's been fascinating. So great to have you part of Traveling with Françoise. Remember, folks, the Healing of the Memory, the Ave Maria Conference, that is Saturday, March 3rd. But all the trips, all the upcoming trips were February, so you have plenty of time to book. Just go to the website, Traveling with Françoise, and there's a link right there to AveMariaPilgrimage.com. Very, very simple. Remember, it's pilgrimage, not pilgrimages. With an S.
Right.
Forget that part. It's just one word. So again, Nana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much,
Françoise.
It was a pleasure.
Can't wait to have you back on after one of your trips. And
thank you very much. We'll
talk more. All right, folks, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to congratulate all our winners on the show. Next week, we will be back. I Sean, I don't even know sometimes what's next week. I'm so focused on today's show. We just have another great show lined up for next week. So we will be back here. So everyone, have a good one. Don't forget a new episode of Traveling with Francoise this Thursday at noon on Fox 11 and DirecTV, and Friday morning at 5:30 a.m. We're taking the back roads through the Mojave National Preserve to Las Vegas. We don't really even get to Las Vegas, but you're going to find out all the great places to go. Route 66, Amboy, the volcano, and remember, just it's never too late to get a life. See you next time. Bye.